Training children to do the things with the right motivation helps them in their lives in the future to live positive spiritual lives. There are four kinds of motivation for any action. For some considered in the mode of ignorance, if they do something, they do something only if that gives them pleasure. So they do it if they feel like it, and they do not do it if they don't feel like it. Many times, parents decide a course of action based on whether the child wants to do it or not. We have heard parents say, "My child does not like this teacher, and so I am pulling her out of the class," without even personally considering, as an adult, whether the child's observation are true or not. In some cases, it might be required to look at the child's pleasure and displeasure. But in many cases, the parent needs to help the child come out from this thought process of, "I do it if I like it," or "if I don't do it if I don't like it," by the parent themselves, seeing things properly with proper discrimination, and then making a decision for the child, and also helping the child understand the basis of that decision. The second type category is considered to be the mode of passion. These are higher than the first category discussed. Their motivation to do something is what's in it for them, so they're not following the dictates of the whimsical mind, but they're doing it based on what they're going to get out of the situation. So they do it if it is profitable for them, it helps them further themselves materially and socially. This has become extremely prevalent in parenting, that now kids expect a material reward for everything they do, even if it is as basic as doing their homework. Many a times, parents also reward their kids with money to do things. Such a practice of expecting a reward in return conditions the child to remain in the second category, that is, of doing things only if they get something out of it. As they grow, they start seeing the world as a reward system and expect something for everything to do. So when they don't get something for something they do, it becomes extremely difficult for them to handle, and they can get really depressed as adults. And not only that, they also miss out in life on the joy of unconditional giving to people and learning that in giving we receive. And giving we receive the highest joy. Not that we receive some reward, but just by the act of giving itself we receive the highest joy. Now, higher than both of these categories is the category of the mode of goodness, where the motivation is duty. To do things as a matter of duty. This is considered higher because in this, the subject keeps oneself aside and does things as a matter of higher good through performance of duty. Children can be helped here by making them aware of their duties at their age, that is, of studying well, doing their homework, good grades, helping around with household chores, giving them responsibilities, neatening up not only their own rooms but also common areas in the house. Not only just doing their own stuff, but in also helping other members of the family. So this is a good motivation to have because it's much more purer than the other two, where one follows the dictates of the mind and the second one where one does things thinking on what's in it for me. So the third category is a higher quality that they can live by. But highest is the motivation in the mode of transcendental goodness, where one does what is required of them considering how it will please the Lord, who we know in the Bhakti tradition as Lord Shri Krishna. Considering the Lord's pleasure or displeasure in the mind before executing any activity is a sustainable plane of operation, as the Lord is consistent and predictable in how He reciprocates with His devotees. Unlike the humans on the platform of the modes of passion and ignorance, who are so caught up in their motivations that it is hard for them to be consistent in their relationships, so the child also feels safe because he learns that he is trying to please the Lord, and the Lord is a consistent authority and not a whimsical authority. He's a consistent authority. So the child learns how to be sure of himself, and the child also learns how to freely give because he knows of the Lord to be very loving and to be very consistent. So to know what is pleasing to the Lord, one has to understand the Lord's desire. That becomes clear through the guidance of the spiritual master, the Guru, and through proper reading of the Lord's word in the Bhagavad Gita as followed in the Bhakti tradition and a daily spiritual practice of mantra meditation. This is the highest, this mode of transcendental goodness where you consider the Lord's pleasure, as it makes one set aside all personal conceptions and look at things from the Lord's point of view. Thus, in a way, it helps one transcend the lower self and go to the higher self. Parents first need to become well-versed in understanding this themselves and in also following such a God-conscious life themselves, which by their example, the children themselves learn that thing. So when the parents are well-versed themselves in understanding this, and if this becomes their mood, they can help make the Lord's pleasure the motivation for children to do things. They can make them evaluate the consequences of every action as to whether it would be pleasing to the Lord or displeasing to the Lord. Children have a strong sense to connect to this principle very easily, because when we teach this to our children, we are able to bring them to the mode of transcendental goodness that helps them lead a life full of spiritual values and spiritual success, living by the word of God. They truly learn the joy of giving, that is, giving themselves for the pleasure of the Lord, for the Lord and all others who are His parts and parcels. This helps them grow out of a self-centered life to a God-centered life. After all, most of the problems in this world and problems that people face is because of self-centeredness, where they're trying to satisfy only their self without considering the well-being of others. But when we train children like that to learn how to see how every action is going to be pleasing to the Lord, and to also understand that when the Lord is pleased, it automatically pleases everyone, then the children, by living such a God-centered life, always are connected with the tools of happiness, which is the joy of giving themselves unconditionally for the pleasure of the Lord. Thank you.